members of New York City's large Dominican community rallied this week in front of the Dominican consulate in Times Square. They protested what they say is a racist deportation policy in their home country, put in place by corrupt officials. The Dominican Republic's plan to carry out mass deportation of Haitians and Haitian Dominicans has drawn international criticism, including from Dominicans who have themselves migrated from their country. One of the rally's organizers, Amanda Alcantara, says the legal justification behind the deportation plan has polarized Dominicans at home and abroad.
You have a lot of Dominicans who are, you know, sort of hyper-nationalist, who really want to stand behind this law. And then you have other people who actually identify with Dominicans of Haitian descent as Dominican Americans here, you know, and you kind of question yourself, well, if I was born here and one day I wake up and realize that I have to prove my nationality outside of my birth certificate, what does that mean for me?
Alcantara says many Dominicans in the U.S. can relate to the experience of immigration and the policies that come with it. Many Black Dominicans are also making a connection between the Black Lives Matter movement and the effort to push back against the racial stratification in Dominican society. More than 90% of the immigrant population within the Dominican Republic is of Haitian origin. The two nations share an island. Light-skinned Dominican elites have a long history of discrimination against dark-skinned Dominicans and Haitians. Critics of the mass deportation plan say the court ruling behind it is a flimsy pretense for expelling hundreds of thousands of Black residents from the Dominican side of the island. Organizers have another rally scheduled for Saturday. This time it's in the Bronx to raise awareness within the New York Dominican community about the mass deportations of Haitian Dominicans back home. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.